Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. For many years, we have talked about the fact that America is going to go down, that's going to be a fall, and that this fall is inevitable. Now, an interesting new article was published by the Jerusalem Post, which is actually saying exactly the same thing, but it's also saying a little bit more. The Jerusalem Post wrote on August 24, "It is a challenge for me to believe that the series of plagues that have befallen the United States of America of late are not part of some heavenly master plan. The triumph of democracy and freedom over fascism and national land grabs energized the American body politic to take responsibility and rebuild the world after the devastating losses in the war," talking about, of course, World War II. "The world was put back in order. Nations devastated by battle were rebuilt, much of that through the program like the Marshall Plan. While people felt secure enough to plan for careers, family, education, and retirement, America's role as the world's police officer, resentful as that made some nations feel," of course everybody remembers the term ugly American, "kept the world in check. However, 77 years after the end of the war, it all seems to be falling apart. Politically, whether people want to admit it or not, the country is in the midst of a civil war, though for the moment, not one where both sides have taken up arms. 30% of the people polled do not believe President Biden won the 2020 election, while among Republicans, that number jumps to 70%. There has never been a time in modern history where such numbers were this high 18 months after the election itself. The legislative branch of government finds itself in a position where any proposal put forth by one party is not something that the other party will support. There have been over 300 mass shootings in the United States this year as of early July, the largest number by far of any country in the world. Then there is the weather. Through June, there have already been 940 reported tornadoes, which means the country is on track to see 2,000 or more, a 33% increase year on year. The nightly news out of the United States for the past few months shows tens of millions of people under extreme weather risk every day. In the West, there has been a long period of drought, followed by massive forest fires. It all seems to be centered in the United States. It is possible, the article goes on to say, to postulate that God had a plan for the United States of America. Abraham Lincoln said that America was the almost chosen people, believing in a heavenly plan for the United States. However, there has never been a time since the Civil War where the United States has been so broken, where so many things seem to be going wrong simultaneously, and where the political leadership seems powerless to deal with all of it. It is almost as if God is now expressing displeasure with the United States in the course it has taken. If one accepts that this is perhaps a manifestation of God's disappointment with the United States, perhaps the nation should turn to God. And then the article concludes, "It would not be the first time in history that prayer was invoked on behalf of a country. In December 1944, fog, clouds, rain, and snow over Europe were hampering United States war efforts. A frustrated Patton asked for a prayer for good weather that would improve the chances of victory. The results? The weather cleared for the next 6 days, and Patton's allied forces were victorious, vanquishing the German army. When hope eluded him, Patton, the battle-hardened cynic, asked his troops to turn to a higher force. What he later said about people in such a quandary is noteworthy. Watch what people are cynical about, and one can often discover what they lack. Maybe the time has come for everyone to bury their cynicism and look up. There is certainly no downside in doing so, while there is every possibility that our prayers will be answered. That is the article in the Jerusalem Post. Well, now, the prayers will only be answered if people repent of their sins. And this nation is so involved in terrible sins that the idea that they would pray to God and God would listen to those prayers is rather a slim possibility if there is no repentance, and it doesn't look very likely that there's going to be one. We have been talking about this phenomenon many times in our Standing Watch programs, and recently we had several programs like America's Downfall is Prophesied, or Civil War, Violence and Misery in the United States, or Is Civil War Coming? But the interesting thing is, there is in fact a master plan, as this article points out. It goes back to Abraham. Abraham was obedient to God, and as a consequence, God promised that Abraham would have descendants who would be blessed by God because of Abraham's obedience. But also, it was said that these descendants would be plagued by curses if they would not follow God. And that is exactly what happened, because the descendants we are talking about includes the United States of America. And yes, the United States of America have been blessed tremendously in the past. But in these end times, God is pouring out his cursings on them. He is cursing them, and there's no doubt about it. And so unless there is repentance, which is very unlikely, it will continue to the point of ultimate downfall and destruction. Now, this doesn't have to include you. You can turn to God. You can ask God in prayer for his blessing. You can repent of your sins, and you can build a relationship with God. But there is a lot more to it, because God has a master plan which goes far beyond physical blessings, which God has promised Abraham's descendants. God has created you. God has created mankind for a reason, for a purpose. Do you know what that purpose is? We have prepared a brand new booklet. It talks about that purpose. It talks about why God has created mankind, why God has created you. That booklet is titled, God is Our Destiny. God has created you to become a God being in his family, and you should know what this all means. So please ask for a free copy of this brand new booklet. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.